Don, your FBI agent earlier mentioned this. Look, we've had three examples now of folks on the radar. Major Nidal Hassan, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and now Omar Mateen, who are on the radar, who were looked at and then dismissed. Look, this is not my criticizing the FBI or the agents who looked into this, but you know what, Joe? It's quite possible that when they looked into these individuals, they weren't in the place that they finally ended up in. So this is just very hard. Look, you talked earlier with David Ignatius. I could sense a sense of resignation in David's voice that we're getting pretty close to the limits as to what the state can do without changing our nature as a society.
Well, and there's one kind of very sort of nebulous area where all of this possibly could be tracked in some way, or maybe you tell us. It's online. I mean, his Facebook page was taken down, but I wonder if there's a trail online, if there was access to the search engines used, et cetera. Where do we go from there, and where do we stand now?
Well, look, American industry in terms of Facebook and Twitter and so on have actually been pretty good at taking down sites that are obviously a clear and present danger. But Mika, where do you draw the line between independent thought and something the state has the right to forbid?